وعلى آله وصحبه من تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين. أعتذر للإخوان التشويش عليهم، ولكن إن شاء الله تترجم الخطبة إلى الإنجليزي لينتفع المسلمين بعامتهم. Basically, we have a sensitive topic to discuss today, but it needs to be discussed because the more we're quiet about it, the bigger the problem we have. And as you all know, sins are not equal. Some of them are greater in gravity than others. And if you go through the Quran, you find that Allah often repeats the concept of His forgiveness in verse. Many ayat end with the fact that Allah Azza wa Jalla is all forgiving, most merciful. We all know that. Even so, the Fatiha. And that's fine until you come across polytheism. Once we go into the area of shirk, you will find that Allah Azza wa Jalla will use the opposite in terms of words and facts. So the concept of forgiveness and mercy is extracted away once a person delves into the areas of shirk. Example would be the famous ayah in Surah An-Nisa. Verily Allah does not forgive that He is associated with, but He forgives whatever is lesser than that to whomever He wills. You see? Another ayah, no matter what it is, right? What is the one in Surah Al-Furqan? قُلْ يَا عِبَادِيَ الَّذِينَ أَسْرَفُوا عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِهِمْ لَا تَقْنَطُوا مِن رَّحْمَةِ اللَّهِ إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَغْفِرُ الذُّنُوبَ جَمِيعًا. One ayah, Allah forgives all of the sins. When the slaves are trying to return to Allah, when Allah is inviting us for tawbah. But when it comes to shirk, إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يَغْفِرُ. Allah does not forgive that someone dies in the state of committing shirk. Of course, the one who commits shirk and repents to Allah is fine. So that teaches us that shirk is the greatest of sins, and the thing which will nullify a person's good deeds completely. One act of shirk will yuhdith jami' al-a'mal. All of the good deeds one of us performs will be down the drain with one act of shirk. If this is the case, then we need to, as Muslims, explore and learn what is shirk, and what are the areas of shirk, and how do we avoid it. And there are areas where the shirk is subtle, hidden. Only people of knowledge can pull it out. The average person may be falling into it without even knowing. An example is this Merry Christmas business. Huh? I know. Many of you get emails from business partners and people, whatever, colleagues it could be, sending you some nice Christmas greetings. And many, illa barrahim Allah, out of shyness and being diplomatic, Allah, it's only a statement, I don't mean it. Merry Christmas to you. Ma fi mushkila. Ma fi mushkila. Fi musiba. Ma fi mushkila. Fi musiba. This act of sending this expression, which is taken so lightly, is so grave in the sight of Allah, it is worse than one of us committing fahisha, sexual intercourse with a strange woman. It is worse than consuming alcohol, and it is worse than killing an innocent person. You're probably shocked. Don't be shocked. Don't be shocked. Why? Because we know that the sins which I just mentioned are grave sins. But the gravest is shirk. And you saying Merry Christmas to someone is basically saying to them, I acknowledge your holiday. I endorse it. And what is the concept of Christmas? The birth of Christ. It actually comes from Christ Mass. Huh? But you know, in English they always do it wrong. They put words together like breakfast. It came from breaking fast. You're not eating all night, And the first thing you're eating is the morning meal. And so you're breaking your night fast. So breakfast became breakfast. That's why you should pronounce it breakfast, brother, not breakfast. English language. So Christ Mass became Christmas. Mashiach. So this Christmas, where does it come from? It's the idea that Allah begot a son. Plain. And if you have read the Quran, you know. And we mentioned the ayat in the Quran which refute that are so severe, and the language is so harsh, if you may call it, because of the gravity of this claim that the Christians have invented. The first ayat which were quoted were in Surah Maryam, the one you heard in the Salah. وَقَالُوا اتَّخَذَ الرَّحْمَنُ وَلَدًا وَقَالُوا, and they say, the Most Merciful has begotten a son. The next ayah, you have said something outrageous. Okay, outrageous is also of various degrees. How outrageous is it? So outrageous that the heavens are about to split asunder. The heavens are about to split. And the earth is about to break open. And the mountains are about to fall in ruin. Because they claim that the Most Merciful has begotten the Son. SubhanAllah. Meaning, if Allah did not command right now the samawat and the earth and the jibal to remain firm, they would have been, as Allah described them, just because the Christians came and said, Ibnullah. Allah has a son. You read other ayat where Allah repeats the same message. Specifically this ayat. Allah said, they have disbelieved those who say that Allah is the Messiah, the Son of Mary. Then look what Allah said afterwards. Say, O Muhammad, who can withhold? Who can stop? Who has anything against Allah? If Allah will to destroy Jesus, the Son of Mary, and his mother, and all of mankind. Even though we know that Jesus and Mary are high status with Allah, when people came to the area of violating Allah's right, the response was, who can have anything against Allah if Allah wanted to destroy the Messiah? Destroy him. وَأُمَّهُ and his mother, وَمَنْ فِي الْأَرْضِ جَمِيعًا and everyone upon earth. You see that even they're being put at risk. They're at stake because of the people claiming that Allah is the Messiah, or Allah begot the Messiah, as the Christians differ on who Jesus is. The average Christian doesn't know. You speak to the Christian, he will tell you Jesus is God, and Jesus is the Son of God, and Jesus is one with three in one God. The average Christian doesn't know. Even the learned among them, he will only confuse you. He doesn't have anything solid. Egg is made out of a shell, and yolk and a white. Well, this is thin, then you say it's one egg, three guys. Yes, yes. And we think we're feeble-minded or what? Have you ever gotten an egg with two yolks? Yes. Sometimes one egg has two yolks, so now we have four guys. And do you compare the greatness of God to an egg? You want to explain to me Tawheed and Trinity with an egg or an orange or some nonsensical examples that they come up with? We're not foolish, and we will not buy this stuff. So this is the concept. In Hadith Qudsi, Allah says, the son of Adam curses me, verbally abuses me, and he has no right, it was not befitting for him to do so. Then in the Hadith, later on says, as for him cursing me, it is him saying that Allah is one third of three. While I say I am Allah the One, the Absolute, I need to begin to know as I've begotten, and there's none who equal to me. Surah Al-Ikhlas. So when one of us says Merry Christmas, whether he believes, if he believes it, he left Islam. If you say to someone Merry Christmas, or back return a greeting Merry Christmas to you, and you believe it, you left Islam. Bye bye. Come back to Islam. If you don't believe it,
you've committed among the most major sins you've ever committed in your life. If you've been a good Muslim, zakat al-khair, no zina, no khamr, no ilakhiri, that sin of yours would be considered the greatest sin in the sight of Allah ever since you've been alive. Ever since you reached puberty. Just replying with an email or a text message or verbally. Because you are endorsing it. Endorsing it. You may not say, okay, how am I endorsing it? I'll give you an example you can relate to. Someone owns a baccalaureate. And then he says, look, I have to run home for 10 minutes. Watch my baccalaureate for 10 minutes. But be careful, the little kids in the neighborhood who steal. They're known for stealing candy, chocolate, whatever. So keep an eye on them kids. Huh? Make sure nothing is stolen while you're looking after my shop. I'll be back in 10 minutes in shop. You say, okay, I'll see. And you stand in the store. But sure enough, the kids come in, and right in front of this person, the one who's watching the store, start putting candy in their pockets and their bags. And on the way out, they say to him, good morning. And he says, good morning to you. And they leave. Is there anything wrong with this good morning? Yes. It is not the average good morning. This is a good morning where you accepted the fact that they spoke. There's nothing wrong with good morning, except that your statement is an approval of the theft. Why don't you stop them? Why don't you say, hey, what good morning? Give me the candy. Huh? Have you done your job? You'll be okay. Your very statement of good morning, which is a regular statement, becomes an acknowledgement, an endorsement of the theft. This is a good morning. Let alone Mary. Christmas. Mary, you know what Mary means? They say the more the merrier. Mary means good and abundant. So make it more. Increase in your Christ mass. Increase in your belief that Jesus, the Son of God, according to them, A'udhu Billah, was born on the 25th of December. You're approving it, my brother. You're accepting it. And as Dr. Bilal and others among the du'at cleverly put it, if someone came to you and said, happy Satan's Day. You know Iblis? Everybody knows Iblis? Huh? If someone came and said, happy Iblis Day, what do you say? Would your mouth ever allow you to say, happy Iblis Day to you too? No. You can't even begin to think about it. This is kufr. Christmas. Is it from Allah? Is it from Allah? If it's not from Allah, who made it? Whose invention it is? Iblis. It's from the work of Iblis among the shayateen of ins and jinn. So you saying Merry Christmas is exactly equivalent to you saying Happy Satan's Day. If you cannot say the first, then don't say the second. Clear? There's no compromising in this issue at all. And you may say, Akhi, Jazakallah khair, that's nice. But in real life, it's difficult to apply. I know. You are in a situation where you are cornered. So this is theoretical. How do you deal with it in practical ways? I'll give you an example. At my job, a Christian said to me, Merry Christmas. Just 2 days ago. What did I do? I was real, look. Sometimes the best thing is to be real. I said, Benjamin, see this man? You chose the worst guy to say Merry Christmas to. From all the world, you could have had except me. I kept it. Allah, wrong choice. And walked away. Just like that. You know better than this. You know better that I'm not someone who you can say Merry Christmas to and he will give you any attention or any endorsement. And I said, and I was real in a joking way. So I will not defend him. I said, come on, from everybody, you could have had except me to say Merry Christmas. Come on, man, you know better than this. Kept moving. Later on, he knows his position. When he sees me, he knows his limits.
Next time he will zip his mouth. But if I say, Allah, thank you very much, Merry Christmas to you, I wish you the best of Allah, may Allah make it a blessed holiday for you. It's like Isha. This guy doesn't believe in this. What is all this nonsense for? Don't think they're stupid. They know when we're sugarcoating. And one of the things is doing that, well, you're going down. You're going down, and they know. They know. They're not that dumb. When it comes, they're dumb in other issues, not in this issue. In this issue, he knows you're selling your deen for 2 dirhams, 2 dinars, 2 riyals. Selling it. Muslim Kaaba. That's what he says in his mind. But if you know, oh, that's all, such a nice guy. I may become a Muslim one day because he, every Christmas he tells me Merry Christmas. Really, really, I'm thinking about Islam. Who are we fooling as a matter of fact? People don't become Muslim because they tell them Merry Christmas on Christmas. People become Muslim when you are a Muslim. That's it. With your iman, with your confidence, with your certainty, without sugarcoating, why maintaining respect? You don't go say, oh, you're stupid, you tell me Merry Christmas, I'm gonna beat you up, come meet me outside. That's not that way either. Huh? Play around, use some words, and get yourself out of the situation. But under no circumstance are you allowed to return this duty. And that applies to New Year's. New Year's was invented by Julius Caesar, 46 years before Christ, in celebration of January comes from the name of this God. By the way, if you didn't know, most of the months in English come from God. Monday, Moon Day. Huh? Even the days and the months, January, February, everyone is named after some Greek God. Mashiach. We can't change the names. It's a proper noun. So now even in the mind of people, when you say February or January, no one is thinking of the Greek God. Alhamdulillah, it's a na'mah from Allah. Otherwise, we would have to come up with a new name. Huh? The concept was God, the God of doors and gates. Crazy Greek people. Huh? Not all Greek people, the non-Muslim Jews. Or the door, the God of doors and gates. They have a God for love, and a God for romance, and a God for doors, and a God for clouds, and the list goes on and on and on. There are millions of gods. So this God of theirs had two faces. Huh? One going, one facing one direction, and the other one facing the other direction. And they used to worship him, so they came up with this New Year's in reference to this God because it's the end of one year and the beginning of a new year. Some crazy stuff which they invented on their own. And they used to celebrate the Romans by everybody getting drunk, and then they would go out on the street and commit zina, fornication and adultery in the streets. This is the way they celebrated it. And if you don't know, this is done until today. In Western countries, everybody knows that if you go into the New Year's Eve, then you're bound to find a chick. You have to find a girl. If you don't have a girlfriend, you will invent one on that night. Just to complete the night by having a partner. It's part of the whole thing. And the one who doesn't get a girl is a loser in their eyes. So this concept of zina being associated with New Year's, it remains until today. And after this, one of us goes to the loop and brings a cake. Huh? With his children coming home, yalla bismillah. Cut the cake for New Year's? Yashir. What are you celebrating, Yashir? What are you endorsing? What are you accepting? And I was mentioning on the minbar 2 years ago, I went to this looking. People is crowded like this. I said, what's going on? People at the dessert there with the cake and everything. He said, oh, it's New Year's. People buy cakes. I was shocked. No way. People don't do this. Muslims don't do this. So we have to know the rights of Allah, and all this is irrelevant. Hijri, the Hijri year, we don't celebrate. We don't have anything as the end of New Year. We don't have this in Islam. We have Eid al-Adha, Eid and Eid al-Fitr, and it's enough. Enough, Allah, more than enough. I would not need to celebrate. You celebrate in Jannah. You go in Jannah every day, is Eid. In dunya, we have limited options by Allah. Does anyone know better than Allah what, how many number no one knows better than Allah. If we assign 2 days, khalas, it's all we need. To add one is saying to Allah, you didn't do the job very good. We need an extra day. Sheikh, khalas. Be happy with these 2 days. Hijri, New Year, we don't have. Let alone Gregorian New Year. Let alone the one of the disbelievers who associate oneness with Allah.
So the objective of this khutbah, brothers in Islam, is that we know our limits. And we know what to avoid. This is one of the areas where you cannot try to be friendly to people on the expense of your relationship with Allah. Being friendly has its own channels. This is not one of them. This is the one where you have to be firm. You have to be straightforward. And you have to have, you know, confidence in your religion. And you have to have pride in your Islam in this particular moment. So that you don't lower yourself in order to raise them. Because you will only lower yourself in the sight of Allah, and you will not be able to raise them in the sight of Allah. It's a lose-lose situation. We always want a win-win situation, or at least win-lose. This is a lose-lose. You lose and they lose. You lose because you accepted kufr, and they lose because you accepted it, you endorsed their religion, and you didn't give up that. So you tell him, remain a Christian for the rest of your life. And we don't need that. So inshallah, from now on, khalas, these 2 days will be removed from our calendar as Muslims. We don't have to do anything. Regular day. 100% regular day. Otherwise, we have to be careful about being under the wrath of Allah Azza wa Jalla. We recited the Fatiha every rak'ah, غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. Who are these? Those who have Allah's wrath under this guy, not the Jews and the Christians. So we tell Allah to save us from the path, then we follow them on the most foolish of holidays. It is inappropriate. So ask Allah Azza wa Jalla to help us, you know, be firm Muslims and be proud of our religion and not to compromise it for the sake of anyone. If any one of you wants to share this khutbah translation with his family members abroad, whatever they may be, then you can go to www.onewaytoparadise.net. So, onewaytoparadise. No numbers, no digits, no dots. Onewaytoparadise.net. And you will find on the left recent lectures or something. And this one would be probably something that has to do with holidays and Christmas and evening. So you can download the MP3 or share the link with your family members, and so that there will be total awareness for all the Muslims.